The beginning of a child's life is a time for bonding with mom. But what happens if mom is in prison? SideFX Public Media's Paige Flager reports on an unusual program in Ohio that is getting a new home.
Alicia Floyd bounces her son Chance on her lap.
He's the fattest baby here.
He's 4 months old, and his chunky little legs stick out of his blue striped onesie. The room's cinder block walls are covered in paintings of Sesame Street characters. Baby dolls lie tucked into miniature beds on the windowsill. Outside, surrounding the Ohio Reformatory for Women, there's a tall chain link fence topped with barbed wire.
I was actually a month before my due date when I got sentenced.
Floyd is part of the prison's Achieving Baby Care Success Program, or ABC. It lets women who are pregnant when they're incarcerated keep their babies with them.
This is my first child, so if I didn't have him, I'd probably melt down. I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to raise him. So, it's a blessing, honestly, to be here. It's a big blessing.
There are a lot of women like Floyd. Some estimate that 1 in 25 women entering prison or jail is pregnant. But ABC is the only program of its kind in Ohio and one of about 10 in the country. In the Midwest, Indiana and Illinois have similar programs. The reformatory's warden, Ronette Burks, says the nursery program is good for the babies and a learning experience for the moms.
You go to school and you learn how to do all these things, but who teaches you how to be a parent?
The idea is to give mothers a chance to do things like breastfeed and bond with their newborns. That improves a child's long-term health and well-being. Studies show that children who spent time with their mothers in a prison nursery had less anxiety and depression than children who were separated because of incarceration. At the reformatory, a large window lets officers outside keep watch over the ABC nursery. But Floyd says it also allows some inmates to look in.
That's where the people look in the window and stare at the babies and stuff like that. We don't know what their charges are. So that's really what I don't like. That's the only part I don't like.
Ora Yazel just joined the unit, which can handle about 24 moms. She points out the walls of the rooms where moms and babies sleep don't go all the way to the ceiling. She says it's hard enough to get her newborn son Jacob to sleep without the sounds of other babies crying too.
I just got my baby to go back to sleep. Please, please stop crying. Please don't wake him up with your crying.
A new nursery building under construction should address those concerns. It also will have a full kitchen and more space for ABC programming. That includes breastfeeding consultation, postpartum counseling, Head Start, and weekly appointments with a pediatrician. It will cost the state more than $2 million. Warden Burke says the program helps moms develop good habits and skills that they take with them. Women in ABC also have to get a job or take classes.
We have a mom over there in college. And so how wonderful is it that she has an opportunity to work on her college degree, raise her child in a healthy environment?
She sometimes hears from people who think these nurseries are rewarding bad behavior. Other critics have argued that women in trouble with the law are unfit for motherhood. Prison officials point out that not every mother can join the ABC program. Offenders can't have a violent crime conviction or a history of problems with child services. Moms in the program typically were convicted of theft, parole violations, or similar crimes.
We certainly can't control the fact that they come to prison, but we can definitely control what we do with them while they're here and do our part as public servants to ensure or to at least give people all the tools they need so they don't come back.
Prison leaders say of the more than 300 women who have been through the ABC program, about 50 have returned to prison. That's slightly lower than the overall recidivism rate for women inmates in Ohio. For SideFX Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.